This is KCUR 89.3. Each week, we bring you StoryCorps interviews recorded here in Kansas City. When Abby Anderson was 18, she went home over the weekend to visit her then-boyfriend, Matt Anderson. By the time she left, it had started snowing, but she had a class coming up that she couldn't miss. Driving back to school, just an hour away, she lost control of her car, hitting the back of a semi, and her head smashed into the steering wheel. She talked with Matt about the accident.
What is the first thing you remember after your accident?
I remember hearing a lot of noise. There was a lot of grumbling and yelling, but it was very muffled, and I felt annoyed. I wanted to tell them to stop being loud, to stop freaking out. But then I realized I couldn't see. I also realized I really couldn't talk. The next thing that I remember is hearing more yelling, but I was moving. People were much closer. It was much louder. And then I started to realize something happened.
My first concern was that you were going to have brain damage. So when you woke up and gained consciousness, what was your first concern?
You know, it was so vain, but I was worried about my appearance. I was worried about not looking like me. And I don't even know if it was so much about being beautiful, but your face is who you are. And when it's different, it completely changes your entire life.
Pretty much the whole time during the hospital, my mom and the nurses didn't really want me to have access to any kind of mirrors in fear that it would traumatize me. Being 18 years old and my tenacious self, I waited a couple days in when I was feeling a lot better until neither my mom or any of the nurses were around, and I got up out of my bed without permission. I couldn't go without knowing. But it really frightened me. So I know when this happened, we hadn't been dating very long. And what, 3-4 months? So I'm wondering, what was it like having a girlfriend who you knew was going to have a pretty lengthy recovery time?
I knew the person that you were. And so it wasn't a hard decision for me to stay with you. You wrote on your whiteboard right after you got home that I could leave you and you wouldn't feel any ill will to me.
I remember that day really clearly. I had a lot of guilt. I was worried that you were coming over because you felt like you had to. You know, you're only 17. You basically went to school. You came to my house for 30 minutes and then went to your job at Pizza Hut. And it was almost your only free moment during the week, and you came and sat with a girl who couldn't really talk, was on a lot of medication, so sometimes would fall asleep on you. And I couldn't bear to think that you were stuck in a situation you didn't want to be in. So I remember I wrote on that board, "You don't have to stay." And your eyes lit with such fury, and you grabbed that board. You wiped it clean, you set it down, and you turned back to the TV, and you came back every day after that.
That was some of the best hour of my day. You were a lot of fun, even in your horrible state.
I know at 18, I wanted to be really strong. I wanted to be the strongest one in the room, stronger than my mom, stronger than my dad. I remember my parents left me alone one evening. I had convinced them that I was fine. And I went through and cut up a bunch of pictures of myself because I wasn't going to look like me anymore. Why do you think that you kept staying with me those weeks and the months and now, what, 14 years later?
I was enamored with you. I was enamored with your personality. You weren't like any of the other girls I had known. And you know what? It ended up being the best decision of my life. You've pushed me to go a lot further than I think I would have gone without you, so...
I'm glad that all in all, we were able to persevere and stay together this long, and I wouldn't want to be with anybody else.
Me too.
That was Abby Anderson and her husband, Matt Anderson. This story was produced by KCUR's Matthew Long Middleton and recorded by StoryCorps.